Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. Great to have you with us. I'm Jinx. She is Chelsea. Coming up, Ed Sweats. Ed Sweats. Our favorite bets, Donkster as well. Chelsea, I forgot to tell you this. On, what was it, Friday? Yeah, Friday. So I was waiting for the lovely Catherine to get back from Gatorland in Orlando. A little site visit for work where they're having a huge get-together. A post-conference get-together here in a few months. So she was down and back in like 24 hours. So I said, okay, when you get back, we'll meet. We'll go have drinks somewhere. It's kind of an evening together, which was really nice. And so until then, I went down the street until our reservation opened up, and I just sat at the bar. I haven't been at this bar in a while, but I know everyone there. And so I was just sitting there and saying hello and just waiting for Catherine to get close. And so there's a guy next to me. And this happens all the time where someone will strike up a conversation. And I have never handed out so much life advice in my life. Like where I felt really bad. Like I'm like, am I talking this guy's ear off? I'm trying to shift the conversation. Like, what do you do? How are things going? Nice to meet you. And it was just like, so how important do you think looks are in a relationship? So I answer that question. Okay, well, this is the job I have now, but I have a passion for this. What do you think I should do? And I answer that question. And he said, okay, well, so you've been in a relationship before in your 20s. I was like, I have. Do you think a long-distance relationship can work? And, I mean, it wasn't just making conversation. Like, he was just captive audience. And then I would say something. He'd be like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And I'd be like, okay, yeah, you know. And like, I'm just some random dude. And by the end, I'm like, I'm trying to help, but also I am not an expert on any of these issues. I'm just trying to help. And so I hope he took away something, but it was kind of strange because I kind of caught myself like, I'm not just vomiting information, right? Like, he just keeps asking questions. I don't know. I think he just needed someone to talk to.
Well, it's wild to me how like social norms are so different in bars. And like, especially when people start drinking, people want to ask the important questions. Like, I feel like I've had these discussions with random girls in line for the bathroom where they're like telling me their whole life story. And you're like, I don't even know this girl, but sure, I'll chime in. Break up with him. He sucks. So I don't know what it is about bars, but like, I think this is part of the charm. Is it like you go to a bar and it feels like some of the, I don't know, like inhibitions are peeled away. I don't know if this guy was drinking. Maybe that was part of it.
Barely.
But it does feel par for the course in bars. Like, people do this all the time.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad just based on the story I got. He was from, or he'd come down from New York City. He was a young kid. I mean, he was probably like 24, something like that. And he had a nice job. And he had just moved to Arlington in Virginia, which is right outside D.C. And he had come to the city for like a hot second and was just popping in to have a drink. But I just felt like there was probably a lot going on. He was trying to figure things out. And also, it's tough when you move from a place, you know, that you enjoy or that you're from. You move to a new city and you're trying to get to know people. And I think probably that had something to do with it as well. And also, I'm older. Maybe that was part of it. But maybe I'll just become a part-time counselor. Do that.
Ah, yes, because you were alive during all these times, and you have so much wisdom from being on this earth.
exactly.
that long. but at least he is open to advice.
Yeah. Because
I think that's the worst thing usually about talking to people who are like in their 20s is that they think they know it all. So it is refreshing for somebody to respect advice from his elders.
Well, also when I'm not offering it, like, I wasn't just like, let me tell this kid how it is.
You know? Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, kid. You have no idea what's coming. There's a storm coming. It's called life, all right? And there's no escaping it. And I got some game on, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll help. I'm not trying to bother you. But nice guy, Ryan, I believe was his name. So I hope Ryan is doing well. What's coming up next on Bet Sweats? I don't know, but I guarantee they're going to have a take on last night's Monday Night Football game, Bet Sweats, Chiefs and Jags. I'm curious to hear what Sammy P thinks about the Chiefs. We were on opposite sides last night, but we were talking about what we believe or who we believe the Chiefs are now. And we don't know. They're very fascinating. One of the more fascinating cases, I feel like, in the NFL where you have this talent. Nobody expected a 2-3 start. Now you've got the Lions coming to town. You're a good football team, but how good are you? So maybe we'll ask him about that. One thing I do know is that we aren't a fan of the card today, Chelsea, but we got to come up with something.
Time to place your bets.
My advice to you is please give us a dub.
Well, I will try my best. As I mentioned, I'm not a huge fan of anything today, but this is the bet that I can make the strongest case for. So we're going to go with Shane Bieber, starting pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays today, over his outs prop of 14.5. It's pretty juicy over at BetMGM at -155, but this is all the way up to -168 at some other places. So maybe some value there. But my point being is that this does not feel like a quick hook situation for the Blue Jays. They're up 2-0 on the Yankees, and they've had plenty of run support. And plus, Shane Bieber is their big midseason acquisition that they got the trade deadline for these very situations. Like Shane Bieber, they add him because they said, hey, like this is a guy that's pitched in the postseason in the biggest of moments. And hell, he's even pitched at Yankee Stadium back when he was with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think it was the Indians back then, back when he was with Cleveland in 2022. And he's pitched well. Last time he went to the Bronx, he struck out 7, 5 2/3, and only gave up 2 earned runs. So I think he gets to 15 outs here. I think he gets to 5 innings. Why would you yank him early, especially when you have a 2-game cushion? And plus, he's one of your best starters. I think maybe he doesn't shut down the Yankees, but I think he is just fine. He gets through 5. Let's go over his outs prop of 14.5 for -155.
Let's go. Okay. I looked at the baseball card today, and I leaned Mariners, Tigers. I leaned Mariners money line. I just don't have a good feel for anything baseball-related today. But guess what? We get hockey tonight. 3 games on the schedule in the NHL, so get ready for a lot of hockey bets that maybe you didn't ask for. I got one for you. And even this one, I'm like, I don't know. Let's go Rangers Three-way money line, it's minus 134. What does that mean? It means they need to win in regulation. That is the three-way money line. If it goes to overtime tied, you lose, but you get to lay less juice. So that's the advantage there. That is the trade-off. This is a Penguins team that is old. Have you ever heard the names Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby? Yes, you have. They've been around since the days when the Beatles were around, like we were talking about earlier. They've been around forever. They're as old as me, okay? But going back to last season, they had a goal differential, the Penguins did, of minus 50. They give up a ton of shots, a ton of goals. Last year, they allowed 287 goals. That ranked 29th in the league. So I'm always looking for an advantage between the pipes. I listen to different hockey bettors, and that's a very small niche, and they go really into the metrics, and you certainly can. You want to find out who's playing, who's not, you know, the different line combinations, all that goes into that. Sometimes you can really simplify it by looking at the guys between the pipes. It's certainly something I do, and the Rangers have the advantage here. Igor Shesterkin, not the best record last season, disappointing year for the Blue Shirts in 2024, but he did have a goals against average of 2.86. Also, Pittsburgh on the road last year, and this game is at the Garden. Pittsburgh on the road, 13-21-7. So they were bad away from home. I like the Rangers to win it in regulation, so let's go. Rangers, three-way money line, minus 134.
Ah, you're right. I didn't ask for hockey bets, but we got them anyway.
Got him. Had to do it. Okay, Dogster, you make it quick. We got to talk to Sammy P. What's on your mind?
This Sunday, on the season premiere of Matlock, Kathy Bates is back as a sassy 77-year-old lawyer looking to show Cal Raleigh that she's the real big dumper.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think that's the storyline.
It is if you watch the way I do. Sound off. Hitting the rewind button again and again. And watching Kathy shake it all the way to the courtroom as she wins another trial. Case closed.
All right. That's enough, Dogster.
Double D knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yes. We get it. Can you please give us a bet?
Seattle. Money line, minus 130 against the Tigers.
God, you get worse every day. Okay, Kathy Bates getting some serious run on this show, along with Best Buy. Wow, what a combination. Here's a guy I always buy stock in, Sammy P, getting ready for bet sweats. Good morning, Sammy P. How you doing? What is your take on Kansas City after last night?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out who's good. Is Baltimore good? No, they're not good. Is Buffalo good? Yes. New England's decent. Kansas City's incomplete. Penn State, though, Double D, very, very bad. I do know that.
Oh, that was unfair. And
out of nowhere.
Was it? Was it unfair?
You didn't say anything about Texas.
Well, Texas is bad.
Yeah, well.
Not Penn State bad, but they're down there together.
You have Cooper Manning's kid. What do you expect? He's not Peyton or Eli's kid.
No, that's true. I think I'd rather have Cooper at this point. Mm. Yeah, moving forward, that's a possibility. We got some eligibility left. I know. Double D.
What do you think of the Jags, though? Can we ask about the Jags? Like, are they a good team?
Their defensive coordinator, Campanile, is awesome. And I mean that whole play where they pick Mahomes off at the goal line and go 99 yards, that changes the game. That's what they do. They remind me a lot of Lovey's Bears. I don't know how they keep turning you over, but they keep finding a way.
And let me ask you about this, too, because we were discussing this as well. Is Trevor Lawrence to the point where he can still take a next step under Liam Cohen? Like, he's crazy to watch, because if he's not falling over or throwing a pass past the line of scrimmage, you know, he'll throw a dart, take off with his legs. I mean, you see the talent there, but can he continue to sort of get towards his ceiling, or is this who he is?
I think it is who he is. Yeah. I was also laughing at Liam Cohen, laughing at Trevor Lawrence falling to the ground, like just how they scripted it up. Fall down and then score. He might not have to take that next step if this defense can keep doing what it's doing. I thought he was fine. As long as he doesn't turn the ball over, that team has a chance to win.
Yeah. When Liam Cohen is saying, oh, it's kind of a goofy play, I'm like, you're saying that? You? Liam Cohen? All right. Sammy P, good to see you as always. Have a great show, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Goodbye, Sammy Pete.
Dogster. Whoa. Hey, end of the show. That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the MGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jenks, and the entire crew. We have a great crew here. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.